Start Your Day is told by Rabbi Zvi Lieberman.
So we're just after Purim, heading towards Pesach. And we know Purim and Pesach have got a lot of connections. The Gemara says in Tanis, Choftes Amad Aleph, Mishin Nichnas Ador Marvin Besimcho. From the beginning of Ador, I'm supposed to be Marvin Besimcho, says Rashi, Yemei Nisim Hoyu Leisrael Purim of Pesach. From the beginning of Ador, starts a period at Kufa of Nisim, a time of miracles for Klal Yisrael, which started with Purim and carried on into Nisan. It's all a hemshech of Yemei Nisim for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Megillah Davon on Beis talks about when we got two Adars, when there's a leap year, Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni, in which Ador do we have the Yom Tov of Purim? Says the Gemara, Ador Beis, Lisma Geula LeGeula. The two Geulas are supposed to be connected to each other. The Geula of Klal Yisrael from Gzeres Homon, which was in Ador, and the Geula of Klal Yisrael from Gzeres Mitzrayim, which was in Nisan, are connected, they're supposed to be near to each other. That's why we have Purim in Ador Sheni. So the many Shaykhs, and you see from the Chazal, the many connections between Purim and Pesach, I'll just start with one which Reb Chaim Freilander, Zatzal in Siv Sechaim discusses. Since the type of Nisim, the type of Limudim we got from the Nisim, by the Nes of Purim, and the Nes from Pesach, it's the same type of limud and the same type of way we're supposed to understand the nis which took place. He said, Avada, looking by the nes of Purim with Mordechai v'Esther, there was a certain amount of ishtadlus done. Ishtadlus by Esther with Achashverosh, ishtadlus with Mordechai Tzadik, which made help Klaus of Tshuva. But the focus we have to realize is the ultimate Yeshua came purely from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We say in Shemin Esther, Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. The Nes happened in the times of Mordechai v'Esther, not through them. The Nes was totally from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the time of Mordechai v'Esther. And so much so, when we go through the Megillah with the Midrash, and we see how Mordechai v'Esther focus constantly. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the only one who can save us from the Nes. And therefore, the focus was even while they do the shtadlus, of the tefillah is the ikkah. So much so, by Esther Malka, we know that she first invited Achashverosh to one suitor, then a second suitor, till she finally asked Achashverosh for to be mevatel the gzeira. Was she waiting so long? Was she procrastinating? You know, one suitor, another suitor. So there are many pshatim. Rabbi Yonzen Eimishitz in Yad Tavash says a gewaltige pshat. Esther knew she has to constantly focus on filler throughout her shtadlus. The shtadlus is something you have to do, but the Yeshua comes on the Rabbi Yonzen. She has to constantly be mispalel while she's doing the shtadlus to the Rabbi Yonzen. She had a problem, so she went towards Achashverosh's main palace with tefillah, but then she came through a Beis Avodah Zorah. It was more Avodah Zorah. It can't daven there. All the Avodah Zorah is in front. Achashverosh was surrounded with Avodah Zorah. She can't possibly be mispalel. The shtalus can't work without tefillah. So what she meant to do? She decided the only way is Achashverosh has to come to my house. I can have to do my shtadlus only in my house where there's no Avodah Zarah. That was, says Rabbi Yonzen Eimishitz, the cheshbon why she invited Achashverosh with Haman to her house, that she could do her tefillahs while she does the shtadlus, and that's the only way the Yeshua can come. Came along the first party, so Achashverosh Haman came to her house, but Haman came with his Avodah Zarah. Haman was constantly wearing the Avodah Zarah. So the problem wasn't solved. She had to have the power to fill it together with shtadlus. That's the whole reason why she brought them to her house. And Haman comes with his Avodah Zarah. It's not going to work. Try again tomorrow. She knew it's not going to work without filler. And that's why she called Achashverosh Haman for another party tomorrow. What happened the next day? Haman had this story, they had to take Mordechai around town on the horse. He didn't wear his Avodah Zarah. It was such biziyonis for him then. So therefore, he didn't wear his avodah zarah while he was molly b'zayins. The avodah zarah was held; he was part of the avodah zarah. Al sechashivas, he was such in a low state of affairs; he didn't wear his avodah zarah. Straight after he took Motcha around, by afhilu lahovias homon, he was rushed. He didn't have a chance to put on his new set of clothing and prepare himself properly. So he came without his avodah to the party. Oh, the second party. So it's in Esther's house with Avshishon without avodah. Oh, yet kind of toilin. Now I've got my pure tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I can damu while I do the shtalus. So then the shul can work. Now's the time to ask Achashverosh. Now's the time to ask a bit like Zera. So they felt and they knew the shtalus is one thing, but the whole Yeshua is going to come from the Rabbeinu Shalom only. And one needs the Kleiach HaTfilah, and only with the Kleiach HaTfilah they're going to manage. That is how we tight up the ness of Purim. Similarly, such a high feeling as a tzal, the same when it comes to the Yom Tov Pesach. But Pesach as well, there's also certain shtalos to get the Yinat Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was negotiating with Paroi. After each back, and negotiations were taking place. He agreed to this, that, he tried this, first the other Hamas, then just the older ones. It was Moshe Rabbeinu was a good middleman between Paroi and the Rabbeinu, as if to say, to sort out the Gola. And Moshe Rabbeinu with his stick, he was waving this way, that way, he did a lot of actions with his stick. Oh, we have to remember that's all nothing. That total Yeshua came purely from the Rabbeinu Shem. And he brings up Chaim Wiener Zatzal. If you look in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, would have thought Moshe Rabbeinu's name should be mentioned all over. The whole Sipatis Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was so active throughout the whole Tikkun of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We should find Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned. It's not mentioned the entire Haggadah, Moshe Rabbeinu's name, besides once. It's mentioned once, where it says, Vayamina B'Shem Uvu Moshe Avtoi. That's the only time it's mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu's name again. He brings it from Talmud Agro, from an early source, that we have to remember. When we understand and we learn by necessity time to remember, the Yeshua only comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a certain amount of standards, but the Yeshua comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's one of the common factors between the Nisim of Purim and Nisim of Pesach, to focus the Yeshua always comes on the way. La Shem HaYeshua. The Yeshua comes on. We need to do Ishtamlos. Of La Shem HaYeshua. The Yeshua only comes on the Rabbi Nishem. In the Chelik HaLocha, there's also an interesting common mitzvah between Purim and Pesach. By Purim, we've got a special mitzvah of Matonis Levyanim. And by Pesach, we have a special mitzvah of Kimcha de Pesach. Matonas Rav Yoinim is a posik in the Megillah, and Kimcha de Pizcha is the first Ramon Hilchas Pesach. Now, Bermit, we got mitzvah stalker the holy round. So, the Achrayim, they talk about what exactly, how do we touch the mitzvah? Let's start with Matonas Rav Yoinim, then we move on to the Kimcha de Pizcha. How exactly do we touch the mitzvah Matonas Rav Yoinim? Is it mitzvah stalker? You've only got mitzvah stalker. Just normally during the year, you don't need to search for oni. If oni comes away, you're mechuyev to give it to him. But you don't need to search for oni. When it comes to Purim, you're mechuyev to search for aniyim. You're mechuyev to find aniyim in order to give them matonas. But basically, it's mitzvah stalker. Or is matonas of yoinim one of the mitzvahs of Purim? It's a mitzvah to make of yoinim happy as part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Purim. The Simchas Yom Purim is not just making yourself happy; it's to join other people in your simcha. You're supposed to join your friends in your simcha, Mishloach Mons Yisrael, and you're supposed to join matonas of the danim in your simcha, but make sure they're also happy on the day. So it's part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom to make everybody happy, to join everybody in the simcha. So is it mitzvah stalker, just a chiyuv to look at them, to make sure you're mekayim stalker, or is it part of mitzvah simcha zayim? It's a mitzvah of Purim, the meyer may mishtev a simcha, means being sameach the avyoinim as well on the day of yemei simcha. The rekeach says there's two reasons. He leaves it open. He says there's two reasons matonas of yoinim. He said the first reason is taka simchas yoinim, to make sure that yoinim are also sameichim b'hayoyim sheyir lehem yoyim mishtev simcha. Then he says, oh no, it's mitzvah stalker. We were saved from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Do mitzvah stalker, which is kiyum rotzon Hashem. So the Achreinim are quite marich in it. I'll just go through a few nafkaminas they discussed. Lamai nafkamina. What's the difference? Very nice. Have a shite. Lamai nafkamina. Whether it's mitzvah stoko or mitzvah simchas hayayim. So one of the nafkaminas they talk about, the Bach is medayik, the loshon ator, chayev kol odom litin matonis of yoinim, says the Bach. What does it mean, kol odom? Even ev yoinim or mechuyev in mitzvah matonis lav yoinim. Even somebody who's on the receiving end, he's mechuyev to give as well matonis of yoinim, as Zoy state in the Bach, and that's how he's medayik loshon ator. And the Bach says, therefore, aniim who are mekabel stoker, like they mechuyev mitzvahs mishloach monos on Purim, they're also mechuyev mitzvahs matonas of yoinim on Purim. As they state in Bach, the Pri Chodosh says, bashlach monos, I understand that aniim are mechuyev mitzvahs mishloach monos, but when it comes to matonas of yoinim, says the Pri Chodosh, he said, that I don't understand. He said, ein tam, ein lo ze tam, el mistabesh apota. Says the Pri Chodosh, he brings down this shita, yesh mishoime, that avyoinim or mechuyim and mitzvahs matos vyoinim. He said, no, ein lo ze tam, el mistabesh apota. Vos is the machlikas. The Bach learned mitzvah matos vyoinim belongs to mitzvahs purim. When it comes to the mitzvah, you can't just be mesameach your soul. You're supposed to join everybody in your simcha. The aniim also mechuyim mitzvahs hayoyim. The mechuyim all the mitzvahs hayoyim. So the mechuyim give part of there what they receive and give a bit to others. This is part of mitzvahs hayoyim. The mechuyim all the mitzvahs like everybody else. So therefore the Bach learned that matol tiyoyim is a mitzvah of simchas hayoyim. The Pri Chodosh learned, no, it belongs to mitzvah stoker. Mitzvah stoker, well, that's for those who have got the ability to give stoker. But somebody who hasn't, so he's part of on that. So we see already a clear machlokes, the machlokes Bach and Pri Chodosh, where the matonas yoyim is mitzvah simchas hayoyim or mitzvah of stoker. Another interesting nafkamina, the Mishnah Berurah, Magid Avraham in Tovfeis Tzadik Beis, talk about the Shecheyonu on Purim morning. You're meant to be mechavan for mitzvahs hayoyim as well. The shecheyon by night is only for the Megillah. There's only the Megillah mitzvah by night. The shecheyon by day, Mishnah Berurah brings the Magid Avraham, be mechavan mitzvahs hayoyim. Now it's interesting, if you look at the Loshon Magid Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, says Mishnah Berurah, you should be mechavan in the morning mitzvah hayoyim, haynu sudas purim o mishloach monos. Make sure you're mechavan in your shecheyonu on the morning for the mitzvahs of Misudas Purim Shechmos, and he misses out matons of Eden. Let's go. Other poskim prima godim chaya odom kitzus cholorach. They all say plus matons of yainim. So why does the Magid Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah miss out matons of yainim, and why do the other poskim bring the matons of yainim? The same answer. According to the Magid Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, Matonas Yom is mitzvah stoker. It's not a new mitzvah at all. Shechion doesn't fit in on mitzvah stoker. Shechion is only on new mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are related to the day of an account of Matonas Yom. It's not a new mitzvah. It's mitzvah stoker. Just a mitzvah to look for him instead of waiting for him to come to you. You can't make Shechion on that. Masha'inkein, the other poskim hold, no, it's a mitzvah, it's a Purim, a mitzvah, a mitzvah Zayoyim, a Purim, so it's a new mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah, a total new mitzvah, Simcha Zayoyim. If it's a new mitzvah, then it's appropriate Shechiyon should go on this as well. So therefore, that's why they hold Yishmimichal Shechiyon on that as well. That's the second Nafkamina. A third Nafkamina is brought down in the poskim of Machlekes, Mishbrubing the Machlekes, ends up Machlekes to the Shoinim. Are you allowed to change money which was collected letzorech aniyim on Purim and a very important need comes up? Can you change it for another purpose, the money? If a certain pidyon shvuyim comes up, a certain issue which needs to be sorted out, can you switch it over or not? So again, it's a machlokes rishonim and a deal in the halacha. So Tosfos in Erechin says that the Bnei Eir, if the people of the town are masking, you can switch it over. You can switch it over for another mitzvah bar mokum tzoyach. Tosfos bar Metzia says no. That nobody can change it. Mageves Purim La Purim, money which was collected for the Tzoyach, the Aniyim of Purim, can only be used for Purim and nothing else. Again, what's the shayla? If it's hilchus stoker, in stoker there's a halacha, you can be mishana from stoker to stoker. If there's a need and it's decided amongst the people, you can change stoker money for one intention of stoker to another intention of stoker. But if it's a mitzvah hayoyim apurim, you can't switch over total one mitzvah to another mitzvah. You can't switch over from mitzvah to if it's a new mitzvah to another mitzvah, that you can't do. So therefore, that's another nakmidish comes out if Maton Yom is a mitzvah of stoker or mitzvah of Simchas Yom Purim. And fine. So the question is, if you go for stoker, so the collection, they're not called their zoich, they haven't been zoich in it yet. Once they got it, of course you can't. But if it's just stoker, means it belongs to stoker, it's not theirs yet, so you can switch it over. One more nafkamina before we move over to the Pesach side of the story. Another nafkamina where the matonis of Yoinim is a mitzvah stoker or the mitzvah hayoyim apurim. And nafkamina on the shia, how much is the shia of matonis of Yoinim? The Ritva says, mipiloch bizadan, the shia is a pruta. And in the sina, that's a shia is enough. The shia tshuva brings a shia to know. The shia is kashia gimel beitzim shel oichel. The shia of a suda. That is the shia of matonas lev yoinim. The minimum gimel beitzim of lechem, that is the shia of matonas of yoinim. What's the machlekes? Seems to be the same machlekes. If it's mitzvah stoker, stoker is a pruta. Stoker, the shia is a pruta normally. So they have matonas. It will also be a shia of a pruta. If it's a mitzvah of simchas apurim, to join them into the yemei mishnah of simcha, they could be a new shia, a shia. What's their hishtatvus? They need to be able to have a suda's purim. So therefore, the hishtatvus, which you're supposed to make sure that they can join in the shia gimel beitzim.
So the only has to use it for the suda's purim part.
He once he's got it, he's allowed to do what he likes. He's mentally can use it for that, but once you do it, yeah. If he feels he wants somebody else to make him happy, but our mitzvah is to make sure he's got what he needs for the suda. So that is when it comes to Matan Zviyanim, switching over to Kimcha de Pesach. So the Tshuvas Shilas Yaivetz from Rabbi Tzal Zolti Zatzal, he discusses as well, he puts the two shilas together. He says, what is the mitzvah of Kimcha de Pesach? Is it stoker? You mechuyev to supply, help, make sure that everybody's got what they need. So what they need during the year is one thing. When it comes to Pesach, there's extra expenses. Your mitzvah to make sure they've got their needs for Pesach. So he says, if that's what Kimcha de Pesach is all about, that's the inyan of making sure got the need, so it doesn't really belong to Hilchas Pesach. It belongs to Hilchas Stoker. It should be brought down in Hilchas Stoker. It's practically, we need to think about what the Oni needs. So when it comes to Pesach, you have to practically work out, obviously he needs a bit more than regularly. But if it's purely mitzvah stoker, says the Shidas Yaivas, it really belongs, this halacha belongs in Hilchas Stoker. It doesn't really belong in Hilchas Pesach. So why is it in the first Ramah in Hilchas Pesach tells me the halachas of the Kimcha? Because of course practically it's the time, you do the time of Pesach, but the halacha really belongs in Hilchas Stoker. Doesn't belong to be brought down in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, which is the pace of Dika Halochas. Right. Well, that's Hilchas Stoker. Make sure he's got what he needs. He needs what it's one of his needs to make sure good. But it's not Hilchas Pesach, my halochas of Pesach. It's a practical thing which you have to decide when it comes to Pesach. It's not my the halocha of Pesach. So why does the Ramah bring it in Hilchas Pesach? Says the Shilas Yaivetz. Let's have a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Vov Halocha Yudches. He said then we'll get a new understanding why it mamish belongs in Hilchas Pesach. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Vov Halocha Yudches, says the Rambam, that when it Keitzad is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, says the Rambam, you should know Avada, the main Simchas Yom Tov is to make sure Oichel Boso Shoyse Yain Ein Zecha El Baboso Ein Zecha El Mayain, says the Rambam, Kesha Oichel Veshoyse Chayim Lahachil Lagel Layosel Amono Im Shahaniyim, make sure you give others as well. Says the Rambam, Mishanoyal Dalsus Chatzeroi, if somebody closes his doors and we only make sure he's got who upon the Ishtoi, the Eina Machel Aniim, Eizu Simchas Mitzvah. It's the wrong Simchas on it. You've got the wrong translation of the word Simcha. Elo Simchas Kreisoi. Says the Rambam, it's the wrong type. The words around, that's not Simchas Mitzvah. You're not being Mekai Vesemachto Bechagecho, you're Mekai Vesemachto Be'atzmacho. But you're not Mekai Vesemachto Bechagecho, says the Rambam. That's not what the means of the year. The Rambam is quite sharp about this. Simchas Ukloinu. This Simcha is not Simcha, this Simcha is a tainus, an embarrassment for the Klal Yisrael to do that form of simcha. That's not what the Samachta V'chagecha means. Says the Rambam, the idea of making sure others are included is not just an extra mitzvah. Yeah, I've got myself, and I have to look after others as well. No, if you don't look after others, your whole Simcha's Yomtov is wrong. You've done the wrong mitzvah. You've been becoming a different mitzvah. That's not what the pause is all about. Interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Megillah says the same thing when he talks about where a person should increase his mitzvahs. He's got a choice of doing extra. Where should he do his extra mitzvahs? What should he focus on doing more? Says the Rambam, says also, the idea is not to make more courses in your meal. The idea is to be mesameach other people more. That's the main mitzvah. Simcha means joining other people into it. So the Rambam is marich, as if you were, so you should know that helping others is not just, I'm helping others as well. Helping others makes it that your Simchas Yomtov is Taka Simchas Yomtov. You're not just being Mekayim Simchas Atzmo, you're Mekayim Simchas Yomtov. So says the Shidus Yaimitz. So therefore, when it comes to this mitzvah, Kimcha Lefitzah, it's not just helping others as well. It's the part is without it, you've just got the wrong idea. You're not Mekayim Simchas, says the Rambam. That's not the mitzvah at all. Oy bazoi, the mitzvah Kimcha Lepesach is part of Hilchas Kiyum Mitzvah Pesach. I can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Pesach without it. It belongs, it makes it that I can't be Mekayim my Pesach without it. Oy bazoi, we can understand this is the first halach in Hilchas Pesach. You want to be Mekayim Hilchas Pesach, you should know that whatever you're going to prepare, but if you're not going to include others, it's just not Simchas Yom Tov. It's not Yambi Mekayim Kiyum Pesach Karol. That's why it belongs to Hilchas Pesach. So like he said, that's why Hilchas Matanz of Yoinim in Purim is Mitzvahs Hayoim of Purim. It belongs to the Mitzvahs of the day. And Mitzvahs Kimcha the Pesach of Pesach belongs to the Kiyum Mitzvahs of Hilchas Pesach. So these are actually, this is the place where it is. It's Hilchas Pesach. It's not Hilchas Stocker. It's Hilchas Pesach. Without the, you're not Mekayim Mitzvahs Pesach. I saw an interesting Kiddush. Brought down the Sefer Masses of Melech from his Shvogel Hagon, Lahav Mechayim Lechayim of Gershon Edelstein Schlitter. He says, you know, there's a chumrah, some people are machmi, you're not meant to eat before mitzvahs. You're not meant to eat before mitzvahs. So, well, like one doesn't eat after Megillah, before Megillah by night, unless one can't concentrate Megillah, one doesn't eat before mitzvahs is Elechitchila and Issa, if one can manage without a call upon him to eat before mitzvahs. That's a shayla, eating before lulu, shayfa. Each one's got its own discussion. So what about eating on Purim before your mitzvahs of Mishloach Mons, Matol Zav Yoinim? Are you allowed to eat? Start eating there, or do you first have to make your mitzvahs? So the poskim can discuss it. There's an interesting discussion about it. Says that Gaon of Gersh and Edelstein Shlita. He says, if you look at the Rambam, he says, he holds no, you're allowed to eat. Why? He said, there's no special mitzvah of Mishloach Mons and Matol Zav Yoinim. It's all part of Sudas Purim. There's one mitzvah. Sudas Purim means eating me with others, with my friends, and Naniim. It's all part of mitzvahs, Sudas Yom Tov. It's one big mitzvah. The Rambam actually phrases, Ketzed Chovas, how you Mekayim Sudas Purim? Eating yourself, or Mishloach Montesheu, or Mekayim Lechaleganiim. It's one big mitzvah. My party of Purim, my mitzvah is eating with people and others. She said, you never have the ism eating before eating. You can't really eat. Well, the whole mitzvah is part of my eating, eating and including others with it. So therefore, he says that therefore, if you sit down and eat and you're Mekayim Sudas Purim, any eating on Purim is also Sudas Purim. It's not only the last meal, the first meal is also part of Sudas Purim. The eating on Purim It's all part of Purim. So it's all part of one big mitzvah eating. The mitzvah is eating, including everybody in my eating. So therefore you can't have an issue of eating before eating. So I call upon him, this is a... We see from these two mitzvahs, Matons of Yoinim and Kimcha the Pesach and Pesach, this gives us a new understanding. What does it mean Simchas Purim, and what does it mean Simchas Pesach, including others in the Simcha? That is the actual Kiyum mitzvah of the mitzvahs Ayoyim. The Kiyum mitzvah is by including everybody in it. So Matos Yom is Mitzvah Hayom of Purim, and Kimcha the Pesach is Kiyum Hayom of Pesach. One more common factor, coming back to the Rabbi Chaim Friedman Zatzal, in another common point between Purim and Pesach, we see in the Shalshelas HaNisim the Rabbi Shem helps at the darkest time. That's how you see. We saw that in Kaimah that came to Yitzis Mitzrayim. When did the Rabbosha bring the Yeshua? At the darkest time. When even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure what's going on. Loma Hari Oysa Loma Zeh. Paro was just adding gzeyus on gzeyus. Moshe Rabbeinu felt he was failing in his mission. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see where we're going to move from here. How are we going to get there? It's not working, my mission. I've gone to Paro. He's been so adamant and refused to do anything. And he's made it worse. So therefore, my whole mishtalus is a waste of time. Said the Roshem, no, ato, tira. No, no, no. That's how it works. In the darkest time, that's the beginning of the Yeshua. The darkest time, that's when the Yeshua starts. The Yeshua starts in the darkest time. That's what we saw when it came to the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The same idea we saw by the Nes Purim. Achashverosh was a Rosh Marusha. Chazal say, it's a Rosh, and everybody at Pneum was Shchoyim. Everybody had looked, went around with dark and blackened faces. Achashverosh was a wicked person. And Haman, Achashverosh and Haman together in power. Haman was getting worse and worse. Haman had been raised to the highest power. It actually wasn't that long from when Haman was raised to the highest power for when the Gula came. It was actually only a couple of months. From Gidol HaMelech Achashverosh as Haman, till Haman from up and going down was very, very short. It was only, I think, to one opinion, it was 2 months, and it was 4 months. It wasn't very long. So the worst time of Klal Yisrael was when Achashverosh was enjoying himself, Haman was the highest power, everybody had to bow down to Haman, Haman was doing what he likes, and the Gezeiah as well. Where are we going to turn from here? It was the darkest period for Klal Yisrael. Hard to imagine. It was a terrible Gezeiah, and as we see from the Chazal, the Gezeiah was in Shemaim, it was considered a sign today. It was the darkest time for Klal Yisrael. And that's when, for 1 minute, in the darkest time, that's when the Yeshua started sprouting. Haman, that's his peak of his high, the height of his career, as we could call it, that's when he dropped down a minute, time later, very shortly afterwards, and then the Yeshua started. So another common factor between Purim and Pesach, not only how we understand Hashem HaYeshua, and as we put in the halacha part of it, it's all the similar mitzvahs, that in the darkest time, that is when the Yeshua comes. So, Lama Dam to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that we should take, have our Shenichta Mama Simcha, our Yemei Nisim Hol Yisrael, even in our difficult times, and we should be able to see the beginning of the Yeshua growing, Yeshua sprouting. Spring is a time that will start, everything starts sprouting, then the sun starts shining, and the world starts reviving itself, and we should be Zoicha to see Nisim with the Gula Shleim up in here.
Oh, man. Okay.